Hello, connoisseurs. Welcome to the mob. This is Marcus Onesimus Boston. I am your black, blessed, and highly favored host of Cognac Corner, the podcast with real conversations with real people about love, sex, and relationships, all fueled by cognac. You are a few moments away from the hearing of the newest episode, but don't forget to get all past episodes and merch from cognaccorner.com. Subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast from. Also, follow me on all socials at MoBoston314. Again, that's M-O Boston 314. Now pour yourself a glass and enjoy the show. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, connoisseurs, to Cognac Corner, recorded in historic Soulard, Missouri, the podcast where we have real conversations with real people about love, sex, relationships, all fueled by cognac. And today we have a very special guest, a long time coming, very brilliant young black man. 24K has made it to Cognac Corner. Yeah. Thank you for coming down, good sir.
Man, you know what? It's a pleasure.
Coming down to Big Buddha Studios.
I love it.
Yes, good sir, good sir. Looking good, looking healthy, looking well.
I'm trying, man. Doing my best, you know, man. And I'm literally trying to just learn from every experience. You know?
Absolutely.
Period. Taking it all in.
Find it all as a lesson, never a loss.
Absolutely.
Always a lesson, never a loss. So, on Cognac Corner, we open up the show with a segment called 60 Shots, brought to you by Big Stew Films.
Okay? All right.
And just to get to know you, an icebreaker. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Right, here we go.
Greetings and welcome. I want to play a game.
Hey, I love it.
I'll get my life together. Yeah.
Yeah, that's shit, man. It's all about entertaining. It's all about entertainment. And entertaining yourself, man, that's a quality that everybody ain't got. I'm trying to tell you.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All right, here we go. Big Stew Films. You can find Big Stew on Instagram, bigstewfilms.com. God damn, you thought I'm sweating like I had kids I can't find. Shit. Like I'm getting audited. Oh, my taxes on time. After a while, eventually.
Huh.
All right. Most compatible and least compatible zodiac sign.
You know what? I really don't know a lot about. I mean, I'm all types of universal, and I'm all into like the unseen, the unknown. You know, we live in a tangible world where people are used to being able to grasp something like this cup with a drink in it,
right,
and indulge in it. But it's always greater than that. As far as that zodiac shit goes, I feel like people say all type of things about different zodiacs. I don't know who's crazy. I feel like it's just all gonna depend upon like the chemistry between you and that person, what they feel about themselves versus how you feel about yourself, and how that's gonna make that connection. Because let me tell you, every Virgo is not gonna be the same. Every Cancer is not going to be the same.
Correct.
Taurus, they're going to have different characteristics. However, you can't guarantee just because your phone or your zodiac, whatever the fuck it's whatever it's called, your phone is going to tell you, well, today is going to be the damn day you're going to run a lot. That doesn't mean that that's going to happen. I mean, and I feel like there's no real way for you to know what the perfect pitch is or the perfect way to go about finding that right thing. It just kind of like happens depending upon like what's already set up. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying like everybody's got control of their own actions.
Well, I'm gonna say Scorpios ain't shit. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
They got some good sex though, as far as I've
It's fun, but it's expensive. It's like it's not practical. Like you like a Lamborghini. Like yeah, but that's not so. That's really not a necessity. Like, you can't go fucking schnooks in a Lamborghini. What are you going to pick up?
I mean,
shit. You ain't getting on the lot. That motherfucker so low. You not even get in that motherfucker. It's fun, but you ain't going. Well, no, that's not the point. You take the snow.
That's the wrong thing.
Yeah. You should experience it, but you don't have to own it. It's worth it. It's like traveling. Like you might want to go hang out on beaches and shit, but you want to eventually go back home.
and even when you traveling, just going out, it's like these days. I mean, and we live in St. Louis, and we from St. Louis, but it's so difficult feeling comfortable with that because it seems like the thing for people to want to do right now is be entertained by bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
So when you come out, you trying to have a good night, but shorty over here, it's not that he just brought his gun. That's all about protecting yourself, but he brought this shit for a different reason. He has something to prove to the group that he's with. He's not a person that's comfortable.
I don't around a bunch of niggas. I'm gonna be around a bunch of women. I want women around me.
You have that in common.
I want motherfucker Wakanda. I want my soldiers to be women. I don't trust none of these niggas. I want to die next to my motherfucker. Like, no.
I love
him. Pampa had it figured out. Fuck you. The fuck you mean?
I love him.
That's it. Fuck you.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mystical Negro didn't give us no answer, so we'll just go to the next one. He gave us a great political answer. The mystical stars of the beyond of the sons of the queen I enjoy. Oh, when I see her hit the corner, oh my God.
Oh,
Moja,
my
queen.
Yeah. Doja. Yeah. Doja.
How supple is your thighs that go into your knees.
All day. It's yours.
Let me pull up my Cognac Corner playlist, giving these hits out for free. All right, quickie in the car, in the bathroom.
That's interesting. You know what?
Come on, Mr. Nasty Man.
Damn, quality the bathroom.
Quality the bathroom is, yeah, that's a good one.
The bathroom is gonna, if I'm fucking in the bathroom.
Huh? There's a privacy screen on it. That's probably why you can't, you have to come around and look directly at it. Oh, no, it'll show once I press it. I saw I moved it more his way. But it's not going to show you. When it's recording, it's not going to show it. He's out of frame. Yeah, but once I end it, it'll adjust. Yeah, I know. It looks crazy. I ain't going to burn that motherfucker up. We ain't got no insurance. I ain't LLC'd yet. We ain't got no tax papers. Hey. Please don't. I'll just shoot you and bury you. Just give her. Use the chipper. White people got them chemicals, get rid of the body real quick. Get at your body here.
Man, I'm trying to stop.
All right, back. Let's get focused. All right, let's get back to it. Focus. Brought to you by Big Stu Films. What'd you say? What'd you pick? Bathroom.
For real, I've had a better experience than a car, I felt like.
Right, you can fit a car. Like you need a nice sedan, there's enough room for you to get it. Maybe a Camaro, depends on which year.
I'm very manipulative when it comes to my thoughts and my imagination. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can take...
Yeah, fuck it. Escalate up. Like, girl, we'll get crazy.
Bitch, I'm going to make your ass blow. Blow. No cap. You going to ask me, what are we doing? Like, why are you doing this to me?
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
The Cordo, for sure.
Car. Beach or mountains?
I'm an adventurist at heart, but I'm really not one of the guys that's going to ride the skateboard and do the clips on. You know what I'm saying?
You passed the party of life.
No. And even if I wasn't, I still wouldn't fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just not that type of, I imagine things, and I don't want to take it to the extent that I'm going to fuck. You know, I can't take it. But I just wanted to have fun. Fuck it. But yeah, that ain't my thing. So I would probably go with the beach because I'm going to see all ass tits.
And we're back. Let me get my mic. Let me get my music queued up. That was my shit. Wait.
And I like the beach, man. I like the atmosphere. I like looking at the water all the way across. Everybody says that the earth is a circle, and I don't agree, but you know, there's no argument here. I like the beach. I like the sand.
If she don't know this song, she is too young for you.
Shawty.
Slight technical. We'll just keep moving to you. Do you prefer a tongue ring or a clit ring?
Let's take it to the dance floor. This your song. This your song. Girl, get your dance on. Dance on. Dance on.
She don't know this song. She's too young. Yeah. That's the cutoff.
Everybody need to pop in this mix.
Count up all the homies where we stay. On the block.
Can't play too long. They want some money for that. All my 25 listeners. don't tell nobody about that part.
Turn up.
Which would you prefer? Which is better? I don't know. I guess both. Ask both questions. Shit, we got time.
Both. You know what? And I will be honest. I've had women with tongue rings that didn't appeal to me. I wasn't impressed by. They didn't. If it's supposed to do a certain thing or provide a certain type of stimulation, I didn't get that up there. But I've had chicks with no tongue rings that have really, really
with that gawk gawk.
Not even so much as that. They just know how to. And I think that it doesn't depend on the tongue ring. I feel like it's more about like how sensualized the woman is, like how she feels about sex and how
her intimacy is.
Yeah, because you know she might grab the sword and goddamn me no, just with her damn hands, without her, she would make you fantasize 1,000 different fantasies before she even engulfed it.
I'm hopping in like a
type shit. You know what I'm saying? So
pancakes, no.
That's a really sexual, sensual person. So I think it just depends on which. But yeah, if I go between either
excuse
or,
me. Excuse me, studio audience.
I would go with the tongue ring, I guess.
Yeah, that clit ring thing is scary.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck nothing up. Yeah. I'm jabbing shit.
All right, yeah. I'm responsible for no bleed. No.
The most I can't.
That should be sounding. Yeah, that's too.
I'm done.
I don't need to be testing my insurance.
Damn it, shit.
Man, do you got something you want to say, studio audience? Shit.
Hello.
A lot of shit. Y'all are huffing and puffing in my fucking corner.
Hello.
Right. I was like, shit. You want to call into the show? Number is 314. We will be doing call-ins and we do a little bit of a call-in. Let's make some phone calls. We gonna call somebody?
Why not?
Yeah, we'll hook you up to the mix and make some phone calls. Make some phone calls, ask some questions, get nosy. Hey, we're gonna have some fun out here. Have some fun out here. Drunk sex or high sex?
I prefer high sex because drunk sex, you don't always remember like the actual greatness of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'd be really, really good in some co-man. I really, you know what I'm saying? If a chick asks me, it's cool to be drunk after we already got that sober issue out, but I really want you to know that I'm not coming to just
say. Amen to that shit.
Hey!
Come in, y'all. I'm like,
come in with you.
Right, 24 busting like this, and motherfucker, all you want to go? I do apologize. I didn't have this boy when you did your episode.
That shit lit.
Because I be clowning when I bring that out the or I bring like out the Rolls Royce.
That shit lit.
I had you in the Bentley. I'm sorry. I left the Rolls Royce at the crib. This is the Rolls right here. This is the Ray. This is the Ferrari A1 A12 GTS. This that it. This 700 horsepower, 800 horsepower, V12, rear wheel drive, 400,000. That's this is the Ferrari. Right?
I love it.
Oh shit! I'm so sorry. I feel like I cheated you. Virginal porn star. Which would you prefer?
That's a different. I'm gonna have to answer this question from both angles, and that's the only way that I'm gonna get a clear understanding of what I'm.
Well, we got number time, baby. Tell us.
So, what I think of when I think of a virgin is like something like my fantasy of a nun. And if you're asking, I'm guilty, whatever. But it's that untampered with essence of the power that I want to connect with that brings my attraction or my appeal to this particular fantasy. So a virgin is like almost as if you have an complete control of a whole world or a nation. A virgin in this day, where we come from in America, like that's almost a rare thing. You know what we come up like where younger women are doing like the what's it called? Fans only or only fan, you know, hey, I
OnlyFans, man. I applaud everybody that had the courage to do they had to do.
I applaud y'all. But we come up in it. This is a showy generation right now. You know what I'm saying? And this is what we live off of. Somebody else was talking about, well, we ain't doing no shows. So, bitch, it's time to make videos only. You know what I'm saying? And one of the most important aspects of that is actually accentuating your qualities in front of the world. You know what I'm saying? Letting people know who you are, being transparent as far as like what your issues are, what your issues are not. You know what I'm saying? That you don't have to do it like this because that's the norm of what they say that it should be like. Fuck that. What are we? I mean, like, I could be a follower for the right, behind the right leader.
Yeah.
But not just any fucking idiot.
The best master was the ultimate student.
Huh.
That's it. Okay, so that was the virgin part. Can we get to the porn star?
I really do, because you're going to do some shit that you... One more thing I got about virgins. You're going to probably fantasize something to be an experience. You're going to fantasize some shit that she's probably never ever heard happen. Like, it's just so many different angles that you could... You would never... You're going to fucking wear the pink... You're going to wear skin off your shit before you get tired. I mean, like... All right, so, yeah.
That is 24 motherfucking care. If you don't believe, you better ask somebody.
Better ask somebody. Never kidding.
You better ask somebody.
Okay, so... Every day I'm hustling.
Didn't miss nobody.
Folks with it.
So you voted for Virgin. That's
your answer. Yeah, and I like Virgins. But, yeah. I like porn stars, too, though. I've watched porn.
Oh, man. I like professionals. Cardi B or Nicki?
I like Cardi. She got that tone. I like Nicki, though, too. I mean, if I could have them both, I would pick that instead.
That wasn't the... Sir, I said... You had to pick one, sir. There was no... make your own answer up.
I'm going to pick Cardi because she... Now, it has nothing to do with her skin complexion either. I like some. If you
who said anything?
No, I'm just saying. Anybody who might be thinking, oh, he might like this. Nah, bitch. It ain't that. It's up.
You got PTSD. I can understand.
Yeah, I like.
I understand.
Got,
I do, too.
You can't put me in no category.
Don't come for me until I send for you.
Do it. Don't.
Don't come for me until I send for you. And I promise, when I send for you, you go, no.
That because I do love me brown skin. I do love brown skin to win. Like
brown skin, girl.
Brown skin. Don't I love
you? Let me find a goddamn song. Let me find this song. Who let us in this white man house? Blunts or joints?
I'm a joint smoker. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I'm an OG.
Me too, man. I'm just bougie. I don't need all that much paper.
I'm
on thin as possible, as much as I can.
I literally, my thoughts take me as far as it could go. Like, I literally went to this extent, right? So I said, the other voice was talking or whatever personality. And it says, well, so who the fuck is the people that you're paying the money to? I'm like, what money? The money for the blunts. They don't care about you. They ain't. They make the paper 3-10 times thicker than what a paper is if you smoke the joint. Why are you spending your money with them and they trying to kill you for your cash and you going to pay for that? Well, damn, if you're going to decide to smoke, at least you're going to do a little bit better for your lungs. If them bitches could talk, they would be saying a little bit of song, huh? So, shit, yeah, I took it there, and I prefer joints.
OCB hemp. It's possible. Extra thing.
I don't like joints.
White liquor or dark liquor?
You know what? I'm affected differently by both. But
I'm with you.
Yeah, the white shit be having me on. I feel like it'd be having me more chill, that brown for me, and I've heard people say the exact opposite, that brown make me chill back and the white shit be having me turned up. Nah, I drink the white and I'll be like on some kickback shit, but if you cross that line, I will be really ritzy. But the brown, it's just going to accentuate my already crocodile-like nature. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Bring that Hulk out.
Yeah, the white shit, though. And I like both.
Yeah, they both have time and
sometimes,
and
when I'm in the house and when I'm somewhere safe and I don't have to worry about being around other people,
yeah,
I will mix them because I know I got to. You're crazy as fuck. I'm finna get yaya. Whatever you said, don't do is happening.
He said yaya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He
said yeah. Condoms are Plan Bs.
I like condoms because I feel like a person who respects themselves on a certain type of level and values the quality of their essence. If you want to use that word. You don't want your shit to just be getting tampered with openly by no any and everything. And I feel like to take it even further, the most respectable chicks or guys are not going to just be tampering around with everything because you value your piece of this is you ultimately as a person. You want to share that with every fucking thing you come in contact with? Sometimes you just got to jack off to that hoe and let it go.
Way to finish strong. Yeah. Way to finish strong. Way to finish strong. Way to finish strong. He came up real like a feather and dropped it like a motherfucker anvil. And like, bow! He's like, booyah! Y'all thought y'all was getting a nice soft ending. Nope. Savage. Bye, y'all.
Nope. I flashed on dick, man. I got so many fights with dudes over the dick pics that their girlfriends asked for. Damn, bro, why you mad at me? I ain't do nothing. I just gave it a request. You was already fucking up. I mean, that was even Steven at that point. But yeah, that's not my business. And don't still doesn't make it right. Nah, don't come for me. And I shouldn't have even if you got any type of drama right now, don't include me. Not my Johnson, because I don't want that getting all over the internet and shit like that. Oh, he's gonna make a post.
This has a price. I can't be out of the willy-nilly.
Fuck that.
This is treasure.
Treasure.
Favorite position. Let me come to my seat. Let me pull me another one.
Favorite position?
We can go down the road.
Yeah, we gotta talk some items. We gotta talk some. Okay. Is that an S or no S?
What's an S?
Positions?
Yeah, position. No, one position. It's one. You gotta pick one.
Okay.
So we know you're coming in month for like.
Hello. Okay, so yeah.
Why would you put that on the table when you're not even over here? What was you doing? You was doing so well too. I really had hopes for you. You was doing so well. Lit all the candles. You know, you out the way. You're not burning yourself. You leave your liquor on the table. You ain't on the show. I know. I cheated you. And I didn't give you. I didn't bring you with.
I felt there looking, but I don't feel.
I put you in first class. I didn't fly out to PJ. I'm sorry. First class is still nice.
It's on the back of my neck too.
I mean, for real, like first class is still nice. It's not a PJ, but it's nice.
It's always
you
nice.
You got picked up at the airport and shit, and goes like, cool. I just
you get a first class blow job. That shit's always nice. Not
scared. Oh, okay. All right. Now, no, don't worry about it. You're right. What was the position?
I stopped talking shit. Oh, the position. So,
one.
Because I'm very, very dominative. I'm top. I would say from the back, but since I can't see the eye contact, and I feel like that means a lot to a person like me, I want to literally search that shit that you don't want to give up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to. If I can't see your eye, if I can't see the eye contact, I feel like there's not, that quality's missing. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to grab you without my hands. You know what I'm saying? Like that intellectual, that psychological, tangible shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the shit you can't see.
If I can get to this song fast enough.
For facts. No, but hold up.
This is great. I got
it. So, yeah, I want to say missionary. Yeah.
Keep going. Give us some more. What's number two?
Number two would be like, because I'm telling you, I'm really, really, when I dominate women, I dominate them completely. It doesn't take me to do every single trick that I got up my sleeve, but don't let me suck your toes. Don't let them motherfuckers be freshly painted and you fresh out the tub. Huh? Suck the toes? What? I'm gonna make you feel like you bursted out of your bubble if you ain't been in that position before. And I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you that that's pretty much the way that shit's popping. Shit. Shit. Hold on. Wait. Baby. Hold on. Baby. No, baby. Come here. Come back. I love you, baby.
I know the people on live can't hear this. Y'all being cheated. We being appreciated. What's playing in the headphones is D'Angelo Untitled. This is what 24 Karat talking about. So you know it's over with.
Hey.
Wow. I quit. I couldn't get to that song fast enough, boy. Woo!
Sorry, guys.
So Missionary is number one. What was number two?
I don't mean to be too explicit.
No, this show is real conversation with real people about love, sex, relationships, and wait. All fueled by Kanye. I'm gonna eventually get that together,
baby.
Corners in the play. I am Marcus Lesmus, Boston Podcast, Poppy Podcast, Zaddy Podcast, Ziddy. Welcome to the mob. Damn, I let that part out. Damn, I fucked up my whole opening. Great times. I got it in 25 minutes later. All right, back to the 60 shots. You like small live shows or stadiums? As a performer and as a patron of the arts. Patrons of the arts.
I feel like I like it all. You know what I'm saying?
Personal. You don't usually got a microphone. What? Move it with you, okay, cool ass.
So for a person like me, look, it'd be hard for me to really, really trickle down into making a decision. That's why I like people like, do you want to do this? You want to do that? Listen, baby, I don't like to make plans unless it's the Lord's will, period. But yeah, I do. I will come up with some suggestions and shit like that. But at the end of the day, man, I like whatever the fuck I like.
If you don't take the volume off that goddamn doing this professional production, I am talking shit. So what'd you pick? Shit, you be.
Now, one more time.
As a patron, a small live show or a stadium show?
I would prefer a small live show because it gets me more personable with the people who are doing it. A big stadium show, I don't know these celebrities, and they're not going to if you pay for some shit like that, an extra VIP and all that, no. A small live show, you get to connect with people who might also be as great as them, mm-hmm. but just haven't made it up to that point. So for a person like me, I would prefer the small live show.
I would too. Youngest woman ever been with and oldest woman ever been with.
Ooh. Shit.
Yeah, now we get to the meat. I meant to do some more questions, but I got distracted.
I'm going to say like 18. I mean, like, and then I'm going to say like
25. Yeah, that's good. That's some good quality up there. Some
good stuff. Yeah, they got some skills that you can't find in younger women.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Man.
And that's nothing to take away from them, but let me tell you, an older woman who's seasoned and doing what she does.
That damn son, shit, man.
Okay, grandma.
Hey, man, aunties and mamas only. Aunties and mamas, like real mamas, not like you new mamas. Real mamas.
Women are just women. I love
multiple
women,
move. Period. I move multiple times, mama.
Young, old, I don't give a damn. I love them. They have to be here. I wouldn't prefer them to be
here. Round of applause. Woo. So 18 and 45?
18 and 45.
I think mine's my oldest be 50. Wow, it's hard to say. Man, it was amazing. Best
juicy,
man.
Juicy,
but boy, I was out here in these streets. Oh, man, it was great. We go do dope shit, go to yacht clubs, just be, oh, I was like, love a boy. It was great. Man, racing through Ladue. It was God's gift. It was, amen. Then she moved. So it's great, people. I milked all that shit. I said milk.
Fabulous moment.
Oh, man, look at God. I want to do it. But she, whew. Right. Let's go back to fucking
stuff.
Bring it back. Yeah, so I was 50. I think youngest. I have a hard time with young people. So maybe if I was 21, she was 19. But she really was 25 because her 19 was definitely. Yeah, but I would think that would be the youngest. After that, I don't really do much. I don't do much younger than me because I can't deal with myself. So I know I can't deal with nobody younger than me.
I would turn around.
Anybody with patience that has kids that, you know, higher up, so they can have, you know, she's ready for my bullshit because I'm coming with some shit.
I'm about to have her ass putting on costumes and all type of shit. Young, old, bitch, whatever.
They have the best snacks. Oh, no. All your leftovers in the kitchen. He just ordered something.
I ain't even capping. Like, I'm going to have you buying this shit. Your credit card, that you're going to be swiping the shit out that bitch trying to get that lingerie. Right. My fantasy's up there.
Oh, wow. You got creative. Great. 90s R&B or 2000s?
You know what, man? It's you know what? The 99s and the
2000s. Oh, shit.
Hey, y'all got to bear with me because you know what? I'm having a good motherfucking time, and I appreciate the opportunity. I love this shit. But, 90s got old. Oh. But I ain't gonna lie. 2000s kind of kicked it up into a more provocative. It's a more provocative era right now. And I feel like.
It's not as fun. It's just like, goddamn, we here already.
You know, we had women with the half tops on with the jeans.
Yeah.
We didn't have fishnet stocking whole damn outfits with the fucking areolas and nipples.
I don't be knowing what to do. Hey, man, I'd be confused.
I'm looking and I'm observing and I'm taking lessons.
I'd be like, I applaud you. I just say, hey, look at that guy. What are you doing?
Type shit.
Also, if she don't know Lady by D'Angelo, she is too young for you.
But what if she suck a good dick though?
Ooh. She wanted to learn D'Angelo? She wouldn't listen.
Hey, no, what if that bitch? What if she's just a natural and you just can't even hold on? You don't know D'Angelo. Then she's still sucking the dick first. And then you play D'Angelo. She's like, I don't know D'Angelo. And you're like, well, I'm gonna make this exception. Cause this bitch sucks a mean fucking.
Is she willing to learn the song? Is she willing to like?
She's gonna learn the song based off how she wanna suck that dick.
See, wait, yeah, so that was a hell of a curveball. So.
Hello?
That was a carry. Fair enough.
Okay, guys, this is Cognac Corner. So favorite
sex food.
Octopus. Okay,
this definitely gonna be a story. Who's bringing an octopus
into our night?
Who's pulling an octopus into a bedroom? Hold on, I got some octopus for you.
Oh, no, hold on. When you said
dinner.
Sorry, guys.
I'm sorry. I apologize. Not what you pick her up in the Rolls Royce and you got an octopus on the way to the dinner.
You had to rent
the
motherfucking Rolls Royce. Whatever. But,
no, not dinner. Food you use during sex. Maybe I failed on that. Maybe I should
have. I would say it would have to be like caramel. I would say caramel. And I can't really think of anything else that I would want
to
eat off a girl. I've seen panties that was made out of those little roll candies.
That does nothing
but more than make my dick aggravated as hell. Bitch, I'm finna fuck you like you stole something from my great grizzly ass grandma. Hey.
I can't grieve you. He took her up and let her down. He didn't.
Don't do it.
He took her up and let her down.
Don't do no candy panties, you know, because I gotta try to eat the motherfucking panties in there. It's just too much excitement going on at the same time. Yeah, but I'm gonna be a star either way though. Yeah.
Where we at? All right. Bar or club.
Bar. Hold up. It's so cold. Got my eyes on you. What up, baby?
I've been watching you for so very long. Try to get my nerve built up to be so strong. I really want to meet you.
I'm getting his own calendar.
Hey, y'all, don't judge me. I'm going now.
Bar or club?
Man, they playing that Jodeci. That Jodeci, I don't give a fuck. That's some shit that I'm always going to vote for. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody ain't going to put no motherfucker, Casey Johnson.
What, you had me a couple pieces of candy.
Show to see.
Hand me a candy, please. Hey, give me a fucking Mr. Kid. Yeah, fruit roll up. Give me some. Give me an Airhead. I want a fruit roll up. See, your mom's like all the best shit. Let me tell you. Let me tell you.
Hey, but yeah, that 90s shit was legit. Man, I got some memories.
Watermelon. I'm glad you black. I'd have felt weird if you didn't hand me the shit you was white. I felt real racist. Why you hand me the watermelon, motherfucking?
I ain't never seen two of them. I ain't never seen them people.
Huh?
Like, no one.
You want to? I was gonna eat it, but
brown skin, you got light ass skin.
Damn.
Yo, I nailed. I didn't know.
My shit.
I didn't know the best of both worlds.
Martin the Fresh Prince.
Marty Mob. Oh, Fresh Prince. But ooh, man, that's almost like asking you to slap yourself. You know what I'm saying?
which side of your face you want to be slapped on? The left side or the right side?
Neither.
Huh? Neither.
Nah, I don't want to pick between and into my peoples. But as far as that comedy shit goes, if that's what you mean, I'm got to go with Martin.
Man,
he had Sinead.
You got one more Huff and Puff over there.
He had Jerome. Yeah. Hey, Broski did his motherfucking thing. So yeah, I would probably go with Martin.
Fake nails and natural nails.
I like my dick stroked heavy. And I'm provocative. Like, I can look her dead smack in the face and just be like, babe.
I need a Lethal Lips, please. I need a Sarah J, please.
You can hover over the motherfucker. You don't even gotta do anything on it. Just hover, just act like it's gonna go in there. And the motherfucker ain't touched no walls of the mouth or jaws or no shit. Like, hold up, I'm begging for mercy back here. You know what I mean? But bitch then told you don't touch a goddamn thing, and you wanna because you want the shit to keep going. As soon as you don't do it, then it's like the process is delayed. You know what I mean? You wanna try to put your back behind your back, y'all. Oh, hey, baby, I want to follow directions the first round because I'm going to get to the next round. That's all I want to do. I don't want to do nothing else. I'm going to fuck. Okay, I got all the way out quick.
Yeah. This is Cognac Corner, ladies.
Cognac Corner, baby.
Podcast Poppy in the building. Bill Carey's in the building.
Yeah.
X slams in the building. Yeah, she can be less juicy. So, yeah, it's coming. It's all get it for last. Take a picture. Roll the head. When was the first time you fell in love?
You know what? I think I view that differently than the average
person. Okay, we got nothing to talk. Take it down the road, Mr. Negro.
But let me I'll elaborate. Falling in love. Like, I feel like the age that we in right now is not really even there for real. They do a lot of capping about shit they really not about.
I didn't put no goddamn juice in that bitch. Shit.
People think as soon as you hit the G-spot or you get squirt on if the opposite. Y'all, but no, that's not really what it's about. It's about being able to not put it in the box because that's what everybody's doing. Hey, bitch, if you don't do it like I just told you to, bitch, that's not love. Nah, man. Hey, listen, little baby. That's not how the fuck it go. If you're not willing to understand it from all perspectives, then you're. It's not love.
Like Charles Oakley.
You're doing something else that's called your own thing, and that's not what that is. So when a bitch get mad or a guy get mad, I'm gonna do me. Well, bitch, go do you. Nah. Okay, guys. I'm just saying. Like I went somewhere.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Either one of us thinking it or doing it, it's just like not even a, man, come on, where the fuck you going? Put your slippers back on. The soap might have failed, and I don't know what the fuck happened.
That made a turn that I did not see.
Sorry, guys.
That was great. I was looking for this song and missed my chance.
Nah, because if we do it like they expect it, then it's never going to be... So crazy. You so crazy. Baby. Oh my God. You so crazy.
I don't want to play no more.
Bro, I love it. Hey.
Oh.
When the fuck home in the house, fuck the grandmama, the mama, and the daughter. Everybody got knocked down within 6 weeks. No, and no one knows how it happened.
Yeah, boy, this would have just been using sixth grade, trying to tongue kiss bitches secretly. Like, oh, your mama still thinking you a virgin. Boy, stop that goofy shit. Tell mom, just you smoking joints and all that, boy.
I'm still a virgin. My sister got 2 kids. I have none, so that means
I'm a Virgo. So imagine how that hurt every day.
You my little Virgo, the virgin. Come on.
I'm a virgin.
My mom harassed me with this shit for about like 15 years.
I just play a hoe on TV.
You're still my Virgo, the virgin, or you not? Hello.
When was the first time you fell in love? How we make a fucking hoe left turn?
Okay. We just need to talk about whatever that was. But yeah, I don't. First time. I don't know. Like, I don't feel like, I don't know. I just love different. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that falling in love is like that's fantasy shit. Like,
you hit me with, I love different. You get your ass out of here, boo. We don't like that. That's a try again.
Damn, I like that. Yeah, but I like to be in love. I'm going to buy a bitch and take her shopping and, you know what I'm saying, do all that fly shit. But I don't want to be constricted. But sorry. So I don't know what love is. I know that when I feel some shit that I really, really feel.
Audience member, what are you saying? What are you interrupting? What are you saying?
I want her to put her to turn it up.
You want a microphone too? Nah, she ain't said shit.
She got pretty teeth though.
Yeah, she got a mouth on.
Not like that. Like,
no!
Hey, okay, look. I know. Look, no! Wait. Wait, hold on, Nathan. Hold on.
That didn't come out right, folks.
Hold on. Some Trump shit. Hold on.
You should definitely be sitting at the table with us, though, because I feel like she want to say some shit. Well, I want you to. I will hope that
you want. You want to join? You want to join?
Can she please join us?
You want to sit here? I'm still going through my show rundown. I'm hyphenated in 2 weeks. Okay. Yeah. You want to come around? Could you get us some more ice before you come? We pee. Them threads are having a hard time. God, look at them threads. Them threads.
Lord bless her soul.
Them motherfucking threads are gonna make them pants is toast. That's the last the first time we're gonna see them motherfucker. Them threads is done.
Pastor Marcus is one to implement a couple of things upon the members of the church. We're asking for a donation of $100 and blue faces only for some little babies. This is how we come.
What's almost going on at Malibu? Man, I should watch y'all at the gala, huh? I didn't know we were gonna take it all down. My eye sorry.
Damn.
Excuse moi.
Damn.
Oh no. She can't champagne then. I don't know what's champagne.
Hold up.
Champagne. My head hurt. Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Could you replenish the ice? I'm gonna keep going through these after you pee. Wash your hands. 20 seconds. Still that season. I know. I'm just gonna make sure. I want to make sure my listeners understand that I am actually involved in keeping the 19 down.
You better have that motherfucker. Dome.
Yeah, you had a get around. Look, what's the next question? When was the first time you had sex?
17.
Okay. Yeah. Nah, yeah.
My mom was gonna beat my ass. Fuck that.
You better be my goddamn Virgo, the goddamn virgin.
Hey, man, my mom. I don't know.
Pornhub or X videos?
I like X videos because they give me a lot more privilege. I made a premium account.
I got a premium Pornhub, and it's fucked my world up. I might never go back.
Yeah, but I don't want to become like compulsed about like fucking these bitches every day, all day.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I love them all, though.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see the toes. Mostly, you know, I come for the toes and some oil.
You come for the toes and the oils?
Yeah.
Come for the toes and the oil.
The fishnet stockings.
Take a little piece of that cookie. Tell me what you think. Don't do too much.
Be honest. Yeah. Did you make these yourself?
No, my sister has a friend that
makes these TAC cookies.
Yes. Don't take too much.
At least he's honest, folks.
Yes.
If things get fucking strange.
Hey,
y'all know that I didn't do this with. Hello. I smell the scent. This is. This is lemon.
Yeah. Right there. Yeah.
Folks. Yeah. What up? Hey, hello.
Yeah.
I want y'all to know something.
Yeah, tell the truth, chain the devil.
These cookies. The hoes taste like pound cake. I'm gonna go. And you know what? I don't know if they're being sold on the market. But if they are, they're worth whatever the fuck the price is in gold. I just vouched on the cookies, and then I put it, and I don't even like sweets. I know I'm not into that. I ate a lot of sugar as a child.
Yeah, that shit is
crumbled. I don't have diabetes, but my grandma thought that was what I would die of, but now she found out it was going to be gunshot shells and shit like that. But originally that was going to be my death. Sugar
in the bottom. The bottom has the most ice.
I lick cake bowls and cake pans and all that shit.
Shortest time between sexual encounters.
Meaning partner to partner?
Like one in the morning, then one at noon. Longer or shorter, but that's what I'm judging.
Okay, so
quickest turnaround.
Just depends on how horny I am and like what I'm imagining, because I'm a very fantasy. I'm a fantasy person. I'm not like fantasizing about busting a nut. I'm fantasizing about how many times I can make it happen, watch it happen.
Uh-huh.
So like, we may
the
be
the intimacy of it.
Yeah, like I wanna. That's why you've got to have different levels of that spectrum of chemistry. Like if you love a bitch, it don't matter whether y'all fought 1,000 times. Like if you got the love, you're always able to put that dig down a certain type of way. Nobody can touch that because you're on that certain type of level with her. I'm not saying that a motherfucker can't. But bro. Oh, shit. Hold on. Hey, bye. Oh. This shit make you want to roll. Oh.
I want to see you.
Oh, my God. Bro, this brought back so many memories. Like, this is that shit. What? I'm thinking about oil. Nice that I don't.
Oh, as you were an ice cup. You did it, girl.
That's after I knocked her ass to the cross.
Yeah, 20.
Get what you need. Don't worry about it.
Aren't you coming around? Sit down.
This the thing on the wall, like she like.
Bring your shit around.
She clearly hit thing.
She undo her mic. Mike. Put your things on. Slide in, so she can get around.
Okay.
Headphones. Lighting bugs. This is great. I love the spontaneity. Is there enough room? Get in, or you must start a table. Can you get in?
Press now. Hello.
Like a 6'4".
Bring it.
But yep. Hello. You should need to move the table. Pick up the table, and pull it toward. Yep, that way. Yep. There we go. Bow.
That's good.
Yep.
Hey.
You got enough cushion. You got enough cushion. You in there? You want to get the other chair. Use your headphones. I let your mic down. I open your microphone and be up. Make sure that welcome Nakia to the show. You want to slide that, grab that, and make some space. You have to talk into the tip of it. There you go. See, yeah. There we go. All right, everyone's involved now. Look at welcome. Let's welcome Nakia to the show. He just snuck in and got on another episode. She's trying to blow up. Trying to get some credits. I remember when he was you're right. Can I buy you a house? Yes, please. I'll just pay it off. Yes, you've done so much for me.
Please.
All right. What was your answer, sir?
Well, now we were going so fast. When she got up, that just distracted my whole.
I know she's supposed to have a belt on her grown ass. She gonna not wear a belt because I told that motherfucker belt last time we hung out was get some motherfucking stress. He's gonna die. So she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna show him. I'm gonna be uncomfortable." What? That's making sense. That's what I thought. You gonna not wear a belt because I talk shit. Well, goddamn, you gonna be exhausted.
Don't.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do that.
I mean, okay? To say nothing. I'm just doing my drugs. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. That's appreciated.
I'm so glad you got a ride in the Phantom. I know. That Benz is nice, but like, you know, that double R is different. They get to get on the big double. We're going to make some phone calls. Y'all want to call some people? We can call some people eventually. I'm going to set my phone charge. And I'm sorry. I wish I'd have known you was don't swallow like that. I'd have got you the big bottle.
Who is swallowing?
Would you keep make sure it's helping? Make it help it stay where it's at. Like it's.
I moved it.
It has a weak neck.
I moved it.
I don't have a screwdriver.
I moved it.
Okay. Let's focus. All right, here we go. Let's get back. We're back. Can you answer the question? Goddamn.
I just told you.
If there's any coasters available, please use them. I'm just. Trash ass table. This is grandma table out of stove. This is grandma ass table. I'm like, could you please use it
one more time and I'm gonna just make
what is the shortest time between sexual encounters?
One person.
Between different people. Different people.
I was horny as fuck one day. Probably like in an hour.
Damn.
1 hour twice.
Oh, swallow. Mike is talking like usually inside voice, but softly. Relax.
Damn.
Easy.
1 hour twice, but really, it was in like a 4 hour span that I nailed her like two times, but in a 4 hour span. So the first,
so two women was 4 hours.
No, one woman within 4 hours twice. The first time like 30 minutes, and then
okay. But what about different people?
So how many?
So like I had sex with Julie Owen at noon, then I had Mary at 3, like that kind of time.
I never had no freaky shit.
I didn't say that was pretty freaky. I was like, that is some hoe shit. I wouldn't say it was freaky. Like, they didn't know.
Threesomes that I did not enjoy. Like say for instance, one girl, you already put the... You murdered the dick. You murdered the pussy already. You already... You know what I'm saying?
Come on, poet. Universal so, Negro.
One chick you've already literally like nailed her ass to the cross. And then the other one's just getting introduced to the dick. And she's like, damn, bitch, why you been holding back?
Hell has been nailed to a cross.
I've never been nailed to a cross. I've never been nailed to a cross, for the record.
Yeah. that's not it. Birds. Oh, well.
Keep chirping.
Okay, awkward. Well, May left her. Favorite porn category. What was your answer on that question? Oh, we just talked about that, too.
Threesomes.
No, I didn't say anything. I said, what was your answer on the shortest time between spouse? Yours was what? You just told me for the third time because I was fucked. I was fucked.
I'm not answering.
I know, yeah. I know it. It was May and July.
Yes.
And I said, this year?
Of 2020. For the third time.
I just hate.
Third time.
Man, look.
This show ain't about me though. I'm a guest.
Oh man, I'm just envious. Like, damn, they so brave.
Hey, but there's some people that probably want that bag up in one day though. I just ain't never. I don't.
All right. So okay. All right. You've never done that, right? What you said.
No, I did the threesome, but I didn't enjoy the threesome because like one girl was like not wanting the other girl to get the.
I didn't ask about those damn threesomes. So you ain't never done no whole shit like I have a girl at 10 and a girl at 3. That what you saying?
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm like, where we get a threesome, man? I'm trying to derail this show. I'm just we talking about your goddamn shit, know. Teeth.
No, I'm smiles, just saying, teethies. Like, closest I ever came to it was
cocaine
that.
Teeth.
Yeah. Put something on my teeth.
Favorite porn category?
Solo, because I feel like women are much more sensual by themselves because they know exactly how to twerk that shit.
Uh-huh.
And I can read that, and I can read that DNA and that energy. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can read the DNA. That's some player host shit.
The DNA good, and that energy.
That is good. That is good.
Listen, I know exactly what to do with you.
You see him run, he's going to get in your spirit.
I'm going to fuck your ass around.
The 24 COVID. COVID
24. Mama. No. Now your ass is crossed out. You looking back like.
Jesus walks.
Yeah.
Here we perfect soul. Here we go. Yeah, I'll kind of.
I see us in the pond, strolling the summer days of imagining.
that's throwback shit for real.
And words from my heart told only to.
That's Donnell Jones.
Oh my goodness.
That's Donnell.
Oh my goodness.
That's that Donnell Jones. Now this is not even age. This is like a whole vibe. No, not if she knows this song, you might want to keep her this time. Cause she didn't act right in high school, but she ready to love now. I love seeing them motherfuckers that gave me played me left. And now they life is trash. Like, ooh, I ain't got shit, but I got more than you.
Ghetto though.
Yeah. That's still ghetto. That's that.
Hey, but that shit was lit though.
What is playing, E? Are you watching yourself?
No, somebody in the video.
What?
But no, it's live. It's live.
I'm gonna find. Or are we? What'd you say? You like masturbation category?
I'm gonna prefer a solo category because I feel like
I'm glad that answer came this far now. Because it makes sense now.
Because listen. Sometimes when you watch that actual internet porn, like, it feels too, like, they don't, it's like, boom, boom, boom. Like, no, that doesn't even happen the right way like that. Like,
Shemite.
So, I'm saying, like, the I'm turned off with the beastie. Like, it just doesn't feel like there's no real connection between them. So, that's why I want a more sensual setting. If I'm going to watch it, I would prefer to be on somebody's, I'm on balcony and I happen to look over with my goddamn binoculars. Oh,
they're
making real love over in this motherfucker.
Oh, no damn binoculars.
He's sucking the fucking toes. He on missionary on top. This shit is hot. He biting the.
That's you, nigga. No, that's not. You put all your shit on somebody else. He biting. I told you yourself. No. He biting toes. And, nah, that's not what he's doing. That's what you doing.
I'm so strong.
You done made that man freaky, man, because you freaky, freak man. You tell your shit. Bruce right. Wayne, I ain't Batman. Yeah, you are. Y'all the same motherfucker. Bruce Wayne. Batman, I was like, whooping ass. That's you, Bruce. You know who it is, nigga. What did you say your favorite category was?
In what?
Favorite porn category?
Threesome.
Damn.
Did you really say that?
I did.
Damn.
You asked me if it was two men and two women.
Oh.
Two men and a woman or two women and a man, and I said, it doesn't matter.
I never even heard that.
And you said, why did I jump straight there? And I said, for the experience.
That's lit.
She did better on the show than I did, because I don't remember none of this.
You was lit.
I was on fire, baby.
I had a headache and I couldn't drink.
I was Human Torch. I was a superhero. Yeah, I was so fucked up.
I be thinking I want this shit down.
Is that nigga gonna drape him now? So I thought, like, you just let his hair down. I'm gonna play a song.
Boss.
Let my hair down. See? Boss, come on. Down. All right, Mufasa. Like, can't have nothing out here.
All right. I ain't about that life. And that's why I like to watch it.
Oh, because you're not about it.
I'm not about
it.
So have you done it, though?
I have done it, and I hated it.
Damn, because she didn't say like,
because I'm not about that life. I'm not fucking with no woman, ain't no woman touching me, and I'm not touching a woman.
Have you ever had two
Fuck no. Ain't no man finna run no train on me. I'm not about that life. I'm too classy.
I couldn't imagine two women trying to take this call.
I'm too classy. I'm not gonna let two men run the train on me.
That's not a class thing. That is
I'm fun kinda level. Hey. I'm kind of bougie.
I know some bougies too that live amazing, that do a lot of shit.
Well, I don't live a bougie and a ratchet life.
I don't want you to paint these people that I know and have in mind this way, because they are great people.
Well, they can be great people, but they kind of ratchet. And they live in that life.
They just explore their body. She like to be pig roasted. She like
I like to be pig roasted, but with one man.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What is that? I was like, what in the automaton? What in the... I said, man.
We're going to have one man exploring his body at a time.
Oh, okay. So wait your turn, sir.
Pull a ticket.
Hey. Not a ticket.
Wait in line for your turn, sir.
What's up, y'all?
That's how we do it.
Oh, yeah. Damn, but this sir. Show ain't about me. It's about
you. You in that chair is about you now.
Yeah, you
here now.
So let's go.
You are here now. House of Condo 24. What you gonna do in the bottle empty? You gonna go to the vodka? What you gonna jump into? What you gonna jump to? Because I didn't know.
Can we go some more into like can we clamp down on what I'm using each or the other for?
Oh, so you got a house and a condo.
What I'm saying is, you said house or a condo.
Yeah, right.
What am I using it for, though?
Like, what were your main living quarters? The one home you always go to.
Well, with the condo, I feel like you don't have to do as more maintenance. You know what I'm saying? As
more convenient.
House. Yeah, and if I'm moving between two of them, then I would prefer to probably be at the condominium because... I don't have to do as much maintenance on it. The house that you own, all the responsibility is up to you. And that's where my decision lies at with that. However, if we're talking about fucking somebody, you know, either one of them, you know, I'm going to nail your ass in every room. That's what I want
to
do.
Yeah, he going to nail you to the coffin.
To the cross.
To the cross. I said to the coffin.
To the wall, or whatever he calls it. Yeah. Period.
That'll be the first one.
Don't nail that ass. Cat or dog.
I never liked the cats, but then again, let me tell you a slight weird story, right? So I was in prison and I liked the women. I've always had that quality. But I found myself shit. Hold on. Shit. I'm gonna pop me some goddamn champagne. I'm gonna get my KC Joe to see. Hold up. Tell me.
Hey, you don't know this joint?
Your ass probably didn't see Minister Society. Okay, no cap.
All right, tell me a story. I'm sorry. I had to let it rock. Tell your story.
Talking about
cat or dog.
You so look, I never liked the cats, and I never tits were not never really really a thing for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, then I just like the ass. Like, I wanted thick chicks with fat asses. And then I went to prison, and I felt like I started to really write down notes about actually every single thing that I liked about women: teeth, feet, how they're cut, how they're shaped, eyebrows, lashes. Lips, how they move, how they're shaped. And then I started to trickle down into, I actually like titties and they've got magical powers. So, yeah.
And what other powers?
Those titties are able to talk to you in your sleep. They make imagining. Hey, if there's no milk in the inside of them, you at least fantasize about it. You want to be fed, in a sense. I mean, it's some weird shit. But every guy, I feel like when they eat them titties, they be like, they wish milk. Like, if the milk didn't come out.
What are you on Twitch? Why is there so much feedback? What are we on? What are we doing? We on NBC? The hell? Why hear me and your shit? What is that? That MySpace? That Black Planet? You bring it back? Like, you on. You gonna get me off of a Black Planet? If I say, that shit, goddamn it.
Oh, blood.
All right.
Man.
You okay? Back to life,
back to reality. But I ain't gonna put nobody in though.
All right, we back. Shit. All right. Okay. Malcolm X, MLK.
Malcolm X and MLK? Because let me tell you, those dudes stepped over boundaries that a lot of motherfuckers ain't got the courage or the heart to step over right now. So for me to have to choose between one of them is not a question that I'm going to be able to even adequately answer, because I will not. I refuse that.
I respect that answer.
I put them as pioneers and leaders of what actually should be being talked about and should be being voiced.
They're the same. They're different sides of the same coin.
There's absolutely. You don't pick one or another, and that would be ungodly for me, a person like me, to do.
Natural hair or fake hair? No, hey. come on, God body.
No offense, ladies. But I ain't gonna even lie. I yank your mom.
Come on, God body.
I want some shit that's natural, boy. Leave
it. 777.
If it's not,
this is Black Planet.
I would
name.
Like it to be firmly planted in case I go, yaya. Cause I might get to beat that motherfucker up.
Just what is yaya?
You can find 24 karat on Black Planet at God Body 24 karat. God Body 24 karat on MySpace and Black Planet. I miss that shit. I wish I knew better. I would
start early enough on this shit.
I'd have tried harder. If I knew how valuable it was, I'd have tried so much harder. I was just happy to be there. That's the problem. I'd be happy to be here. Like, I can buy Ferrari. This is great. I'm just happy to be here. This is beautiful. Fuck all y'all, but this is great.
Yeah. Tell us more.
What'd you say? Fake hair or natural hair? Because you start talking some bullshit.
I don't want to pull nobody's hair out, period. But I get on some odd shit. So, probably on the I want the natural, but if it's not that, I just want it firmly. Because if I fuck your shit up, I will pay to get your shit not fucked up. But I might fuck your hair up. I'm going to yank your shit. I'm smacking your ass. If you got a boyfriend, don't tell me to not bite you. I might bite your ass. I might bite your titties. I might do all that shit. FYI, if anybody wants to know, there you go. Oh, okay, this is the right song.
So the answer was faked. Real hair? Natural?
Yeah. I don't give a fuck if it's short. I still want the natural.
It's
kind of funny, but
it's a hater ass song. This is some Dirty Mac. This is Dirty Mac.
Don't do Joe like that.
It's Dirty Mac.
Oh, yeah, corner, y'all.
This is Dirty Mac in 101. Joe's a Dirty Mac.
You got to do play worst case scenario.
You can shot this nigga because that's what the nigga that came up last night. This nigga, Dirty Mac nigga. That's what Joe is. You got to shoot Joe ass because you think what the man won't do. Bitch, let that do with you.
You got to do Joe Dirty worst Mac. Case scenario because that's the worst.
Joe's a Dirty Mac. He's a repeat offender.
Yes. That nigga hated on him. Even
his words and worst case
we just
scenario
figured it out.
Like
that. He saw all secrets on.
All his shit was Dirty Mac.
Yes.
All his shit was Dirty Mac. Joe is canceled. I'm gonna start a Twitter thing more.
You absolutely.
I'm
right.
Canceling Joe. Fucking Dirty
I'm
Mac.
I'm still gonna listen to him.
He Dirty Mac. I'm putting R. Kelly and Joe in the same jail. Dirty Mac and a pisser.
When I leave today, I'm bumping.
Dirty Mac pisser.
When I go to get my pancakes today, I'm listening to Joe.
Man, yeah. We'll get pancakes. I feel.
Yeah, we getting pancakes today.
Where you gonna get them from? I'm finding out.
Great. That's the question. We're going to get there one day. Somewhere making some pancakes.
Oh, we getting pancakes today. I done drunk a fifth of Malibu. We getting pancakes. I'm going to raise all hell.
So it'll be a shootout,
motherfucker.
I swear. I swear. Boy, come on. Motherfucker, listen to this shit right now. They're like, oh, God. Sorry, guys. Boom, boom, boom.
All the pancakes.
Over pancakes.
Hey, ask Waffle House how I be coming up, but I drop a bomb ass tip. But ask them how I be coming up in that Waffle House.
If you eat Waffle which House, one? I'm which assume one? That
I don't
you
eat
the
motherfucking
trash.
Pork though.
Which one? On Dorset or the one?
And if I eat out the trash, period. So what?
But just period. If you eat Waffle House, I'm going to assume.
But what about that trash?
I'm saying, Megan said call me a bottom feeder, so fuck it.
Hey, I ain't eat no shrimp. No, I ain't eat nothing.
Megan said I'm a bottom feeder, so fuck it.
Hey. I ain't gonna be no roast, baby.
I am not. I was like,
tell
I like the part of that song.
Tell
hell no. I don't remember. It's not even 20. It's not. I'm out of them years.
Tell me more.
I'm just here to be cute. I'm not functional. Tell me more. I'm a show call. I'm not here for production. I'm a concept call. I'm not going to production. Tell me more. All these features will not be shit you get in the store. I am a concept call. This is a car show. This shit is not in production.
I tried fucking.
She also said you bought a phone just for pictures.
The shorty ass cousin. Cut it out, bro.
She also said pay my tuition.
Oh, shit, make sure this motherfucker, you motherfucking damn, I'm sorry. I stayed this country.
The camera's on this side.
No, but you dead center, so it's going, you dead shot, and I. Damn.
Oh, I'm moving around a lot because Yellow Boot got me. Hey.
Y'all put some juice in this motherfucking cup. This shit look brown. I'm sorry.
Like a free zone.
That shit ain't nothing. All right, here we go. Threesomes or orgy?
I am. So when he goes, I. Threesomes or orgy?
Come on, nasty man.
So, no, choice. Not nasty. I'm very, very, very this, picky good. About, yeah. I'm picky as fuck. Like, I ain't just like, my dick is, it's worth a lot.
Found the other one, too.
I'm this dick is a diamond in the rough. Don't find it.
That's what I'm you.
No, I don't want
you
it.
You fuck up on you your bitch, your bitch running. No, this motherfucker, yeah, your ass is wrapped.
Someone hand me a red Starburst or Laffy Taffy or Airhead.
Now, what flavor this, homie?
That's cookie.
That's not red.
Cookie.
It's a hybrid.
Orange.
Give me a mist. Orange ago.
Oh no, great. It's that real shit though. It's
this is that mystery shit. Okay. You said what you say? What you pick?
Out of which?
Threesome or orgy.
That's like the same thing,
isn't it? No, it's not. That's three people. That is more than three people.
If I'm getting the pick, I'm picking the three people because I'm picking my two favorite bitches.
Okay, that's why. Okay, 24 karat at a God Body on Facebook, on MySpace and Black Planet. Music doing sex or silence.
Music doing sex. When you say doing sex, what do we mean in particular?
You playing music in the background?
So like,
No.
You playing door music sex. In the background, or you keeping it silent?
Yeah. I bring a speaker.
No. I don't want shit. I want the lights on, too. I
want
to see the
You want lights on
so you
and
want
the
lights
silence?
On and silence?
I'm telling you, I want to accentuate every quality of
Come on, Spielberg. Okay. God damn.
I want to see everything, and I want to feel everything, and I want to hear everything. Yes. Okay. Cut the fucking music off, bitch. I'm going to make my own sound.
Scorsese?
Phone them grave.
God damn, Scorsese. You making films. You
and I'm going to nail your ass to the cross while I'm doing it.
You don't make
That's
movies.
That's a bad for mercy.
He makes films.
So where's the cross? Behind the bed or in the hallway?
He makes
where's
films.
The cross?
He don't make movies.
No, dude. I don't. And a lot of people take that the wrong way. It's not nothing disrespectful. I'm just simply saying that's the worst that it could possibly be, bitch. I'm pushing it to the hill. Like,
I'm
if
joking.
You said,
I know.
Oh, he wasn't going to get it through. I was going to get it. Bitch, yes, the fuck you are. The fuck is you talking about? Yeah.
I'm being technical, fixing your
Oh,
no.
Microphone. On me.
I'm probably lying. I'm probably fucking up.
I ain't capping. So, motherfucker who wouldn't ship that sale, sorry, motherfucker, no, I ain't talking about this. Lay your ass out. Top blowing off.
Okay. So music or silence? You said silent because you was a film major. You was a director.
I don't want to hear the music because I can't hear the sound effects. That's all I'm saying. I want to hear you. I want to hear the moans. I want to hear the sloppy pussy. Because I'm going to make it all of that. Facts.
Like macaroni?
Facts. And pot.
Macaroni. Facts. Tony and them.
Facts.
Macaroni and the pot. Facts. I'm
going to nail that out. I love macaroni cheese.
Motherfucking mac. What Cordy
say?
Mercy.
What?
What Cordy say? Macaroni in the pot. That's
fine. Period.
Ask me. I know the lyrics.
Sasha. Oh, look.
Fuck me harder.
That was some white ass
That's
shit.
What you wanted.
That was some white ass shit. That was horrible. That was
That's
horrible.
What
you
wanted.
Wow, that was.
Hey, that was when you know she just blew that. This is blew that low hard as fuck.
I don't believe you. She's lying.
I got sauce on my motherfucking shirt.
Tell her, baby, tell her, baby, hi, Bert.
Give me one more, see what we got.
I'm gonna create all of that type of fantastic shit, though. You know what I'm saying? No cap. I really prefer to not fuck with no bitch that got a boyfriend or no type of ex babe drunk. Listen, bitch, I've been jacking my dick off for 30 days practicing on it for when I bumped to that pussy. So, yeah.
You wasn't with me shooting in the gym.
You weren't with me when I was shooting in the gym!
This is Podcast Poppy. Thanking you for listening to part one of this episode. Tune back in next week for the conclusion. Real conversations with real people about love, sex, relationships, all fueled by cognac.